My name is John Erling, and today's date is August 25th, 2021. So, Joe, would you state your full name, please?
John Joseph Robson.
All right. So, John comes from where?
Well, my dad's name was John. There are a lot of Johns in the family. So it was, I guess, probably more from my dad.
Yeah.
Too many Johns in the family. I had two cousins and another uncle, so that's why they called me Joe.
Right. And your date of birth?
September 7th, 1954.
Your present age?
67, almost 67.
And where were you born?
Tulsa, Oklahoma, St. John's.
And where are we recording this interview?
This is at the ranch headquarters, Robson Ranch headquarters. Technically, it's in the town of Fair Oaks.
So we're going to tell the story of this ranch, but it brings in the lives of some very interesting people.
Right.
So let's shake the family tree here a little bit, okay? All right. Your grandfather's name was?
Leland Stamford, went by L.S. from Georgia, Sandersville, Georgia, and moved here in 1910.
What do you remember about him? You knew him, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, he would come down all the time and taught me to hunt, taught me to fish. We'd go driving pastures together. And then as I got older, I was able to drive and what have you, I'd go up to Claremore and listen to all of his story. He was a great storyteller. So I got all the family history from him, history of the ranch, his journey in life, which is pretty amazing. So it was a wonderful time. He was a great man.
So then LS, as you call him, he is the father of?
My father, Nick. Actually, there were four children. First was Stanford Robson. Then Helen, who in the late 40s, right after the war, married Sam Walton. Then my father was next. Married my mother, Alma White, from Nowata. Her side of the family has pretty good, amazing history as well. And then finally my Uncle Frank Robson.
All right, and we have his interview here on voicesofoklahoma.com. Let's talk about your dad, Nick. What was he like? What was his personality like?
You know, he was the most easygoing, lovable guy around. Very unassuming, and all of them, to a certain extent, had what I call the Will Rogers syndrome. I mean, they grew up in Claremore. My grandfather knew Will Rogers when he came back to visit. Didn't know him well, but, you know, and I think that's maybe something that we've lost is I've never met a man I didn't like, and how you treat people and being unassuming. And that was my dad to a T. He would help anybody out of anything. Very, very intelligent and very unassuming.
What did he do? Did he work here on the ranch?
He managed the ranch, right. My grandfather had kind of a path for each one of his kids. Stan was going to be the lawyer and follow in his footsteps, my grandfather's footsteps. Helen was going to be a a financial degree from the University of Oklahoma. My dad was in accounting. He was going to be the banker. Frank, he was going to be the rancher. And so that all got switched around. Frank became the banker. My dad became the rancher. And Stan actually moved down to Florida, got in the real estate business. Of course, Helen was a big part with Sam early days and keeping books and that sort of thing for what would become Walmart.
She married Sam Walton, and they actually met in a bowling alley, didn't they?
They did. In Claremore, it was early on during World War II. He had not been inducted into the Army, so he was finding some place to work and was working at the armament plant over in Pryor, which now is Mid-America Industrial Park. They didn't have enough places to live in Pryor. So he got an apartment in Claremore and drove back and forth, commuted to Pryor, and the bowling alley was the hot place to be. And that's where they met. I guess it was love at first sight.
You were around them, weren't you? You remember them.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, all the family, we, every Father's Day, every Mother's Day, Christmas, we had a lot of family time. And then ranch meetings as well. We would have ranch meetings all the time, so.
So what was Sam like? Did he come out here to the ranch?
Yeah, because actually my grandfather was a huge quail hunter, and we had lots of quail here on the ranch back then. We don't have any today, hardly. So Sam would come over with his dogs and hunt and all of his kids. He was Uncle Sam to me. My big deal with him was finding out locations of new quail coveys. So every new quail covey, and it was a way to give me a milkshake. If I found a new covey of quail, then he'd buy me a milkshake, even though he really knew where all of them were anyway. You know, again, he was, turned out to be larger in life, but he was very unassuming as well. Interesting at all those meetings and family dinners and that sort of thing. I mean, I didn't know it at the time, but they would talk business and that sort of thing. So I kind of grew up listening at the dinner table and ranch meetings and that sort of thing. Operations, the ranch, bank, which RCB Bank is now. Grandfather started that in 36. And early days of Walmart and what he was doing, and back when he was doing Ben Franklin franchises. So we still have an annual family reunion. And we'll have, it's coming up here in a couple of weeks, we'll have 60 people.
Will that be both the Robson and Walton
Yes.
sides of the family? They'll all get together.
Yeah.
Wow.
Have every year for as long as I can remember.
Isn't that something? So then Sam would be described, was he real outgoing or kind of quiet? Or And you had no idea you were around history.
I didn't. No, I mean, he was Uncle Sam.
Yeah.
He was very nice. He was certainly outgoing. You just look at the video of him in front of stockholders. He really believed in serving people. And frankly, that's and customer service, and he believed it. And I think that was a big success of Walmart, is they took his personality of trying to do good for others, getting people less expensive ways to buy things. And, you know, he was obviously one of the great visionaries and merchandisers in the world. You know, he was Uncle Sam to me. Really, really great guy.
And then Helen, her personality, what was she like?
They kind of fit hand in glove. She worked in the business early on, keeping books and that sort of thing, but keeping kids. She had a handful. They had four children. And but she had a lot of causes that she was able to take on. Big in education. My grandfather kind of drilled that in all of his children's minds, that, you know, education is the key to future success. And she helped a lot of people get educated, very involved with the college, University of the Ozarks, which brought a lot of people from other countries, just any number of causes. A lot of times she didn't get credit for it. And I think that's the thing that all four of my dad and his three siblings, they never really looked for credit. You know, it was a matter of, this is the right thing to do.
And you're talking about your grandfather in education. He was a lawyer, wasn't he?
He was a lawyer, went to University of Georgia, started there in 1900, played football. He was a little guy. He was what they called a scatterback back then. And that was before helmets and pads. They'd send him in on short yardage downs. And they'd hike the ball, and they'd have two big fullbacks that would grab the handles that were sewn on his uniform and throw him over the line. So he was a tough cookie.
When there's a will, right? Right, right. So then let's name the children of Helen and Sam.
Rob is the oldest, and then John, then Alice and Jim.
And John, he died in a plane crash.
He did. He did. That was very tragic. You know, he loved to fly. All of them fly. Actually, I'm not sure Alice did. I'm sure she did at one point in time. Yeah, he was a tinkerer and that sort of thing. He had a little ultralight. He was living up in Jackson Hole and coming in for a landing, and something happened on the plane, and he wasn't able to survive.
He was in his 50s, wasn't he? 50?
Yeah, it was
58 or something, wasn't he?
Yes,
when he died.
I believe so.